Moving on to number 9 on your agenda, the second petition that you have in front of you from Mr. Leighton Hendrickson from Bison, South Dakota. And I see Leighton is on the call right now. Leighton submitted a petition asking for the commission to consider adjusting and putting the landowner-owned land licenses for like the West River deer season, East River deer season, to follow suit similar to the free antlerless licenses starting September 1 through January 1. And Mr. Hendrickson, I see you're joining us. I'd like to turn it over to you, that give you the opportunity to speak to the commission on behalf of your petition, sir. The floor is yours.
All right. Okay, everyone can hear me?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you for having me. Basically, what I was shooting for with this petition was to have the seasons more aligned with, say, the antler of the season, so that you could potentially hunt your landowner on own land, not the landowner preference, just the landowner on own land with archery equipment outside of the traditional rifle season. More so of, it could potentially add more access to land, because there would be less potential competition if landowners were, say, to tag out prior to the rifle season. They may be more lenient or more willing to allow access during the regular rifle season for the quote-unquote general public.
Very good. Any questions for Leighton before we hear from the department? Leighton, at this time it looks like we don't have any questions, but stand by because there might be some in a little bit. So thank you for being with us. Director?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Mr. Hendrickson, for joining today and submitting your petition here as well. Madam Chair and Commissioners, we had a lot of conversation internally about this as well, and full disclosure, our initial looking at it was, our first question to answer was, is this even a valid petition? And I say that from the standpoint because the request of the landowner-owned land licenses being used starting all the way up to September 1. When we looked in, the landowner-owned land licenses were a very specific in state statute that say a landowner is available or has the option to obtain one of these for the East River, West River, and Black Hills deer hunting seasons. So it specifically mentions those three seasons. And when we look at it in respect to the concept of mirroring or matching the free antlerless licenses which are available to landowners, that too has some specific language and statute. But I would offer up, the intent of the two are a little bit different. The two free antlerless came about actually not that awful long ago, probably about 10 years ago, somewhere in that, in the state legislature. There was a lot of conversations about landowners having more of an opportunity or ability to harvest a few deer on their property because they felt, or if they felt they had too many deer or deal frequently with depredation issues, that it would be another tool in their pocket to help at a very local or specific level. When that conversation occurred, it was decided upon at that time that a ranch unit could have no more than two free antlerless licenses, and then the commission could have the determination through the rule promulgation process to determine where those should be valid. And you do have rule in place which provides a structure where those are valid. But again, I bring that up because the free antlerless was brought forward more from a standpoint of population control and to help with folks that do deal with depredation issues on their property. On the flip side, the landowner-owned land licenses is what we would look at, is more about the pure hunting opportunity. I think, as Mr. Henderson just said there as well, the opportunity to harvest that deer earlier in the fall. The landowner-owned land licenses are available essentially under two conditions for a landowner. Number one, if they first applied during the lottery draw for a landowner preference or a license like that and they are unsuccessful, the landowner-owned land still gives the opportunity for that landowner to go back and get a license guaranteed over the counter for their property and on their property only, but it can be in multiple units as long as it's their property within that respective season. And or if they don't put in for a limited draw for like landowner preference, a landowner still has the opportunity to go obtain one of those two license types that are available to hunt on their own land. So again, when we looked at the language of statute as it references land or own land, we also asked the question, is the intent the same as the two preambulists? And I think we could argue and articulate that one is more about population control depredation. The land on land is to assure that a landowner who does habitat, houses those animals year-round, provides cover, all those things, provides access, as Mr. Hendrickson said, assures that a landowner has the opportunity to go deer hunting on their property. So when we looked at this, we weren't even sure that this could be a valid petition based on how that was described in terms of available when the seasons are established by the commission. So the East River and West River and Black Hills deer seasons, the seasons are formulated by you, they're approved by you through the administrative rule process. We have the season dates. There could potentially be a way to do this as requested by establishing specific dates within those respective seasons for those landowner-owned land licenses. But again, I don't know if that's truly the intent of what the legislature had intended when they created the statute for landowner-owned land licenses. And even that may require some potential legislative looking into and potential further action on that end as well. So when we consider all that, and also from the standpoint of potentially creating different dates, if that would be the route to go for the landowner-owned land to go from September through January, it certainly creates another level of complexity within the already complex seasons as well. So as we looked at this, we certainly understand looking for those opportunities for harvesting deer on their own land, which I don't think anybody objects to. Certainly, as Mr. Henderson probably does and other landowners, they obtain archery licenses to hunt earlier in the year. Certainly, you can harvest your West River deer with your archery or bow if you desire to do that as well. But just the complexity and the potential tie in that intent related to the statute language related to landowner-owned land, I guess it's our overall thought that we would recommend to retain the current structure as it is. If this is something you'd really be interested in, desire, I think we need to further look into to see even if it would require some additional statutory language change also, which obviously we don't have the ability to do that. We can adjust things in administrative rules. So our recommendation would be to retain the current structure as it is and make sure that understanding that folks have the opportunity to purchase archery hunting licenses to and muzzleloader licenses in the month of December, and obviously those West River, East River, and Black Hills deer hunting season licenses as well. So, Madam Chair, I'll turn it back over to you and try to answer any questions you may have.
Very good, thank you. Any questions for Director Kirschman? Or comments at this point? Commissioner Whitmire.
Yeah, Commissioner Whitmire, interesting concept, but I guess kind of part of what I understood from Mr. Kirschman is with the, what is the intent on the landowner, and certainly if you don't draw in the regular draw a deer tag with the rifle season, that's an opportunity that you can at least hunt your own. And that's, you know, that's how I look at it as the number one benefit. It also, I believe it's something like $20 instead of $40, or half price. It's half price. Okay, thank you. So there's that caveat too. But when it comes to archery, you know, for the full 45, you just get an archery license that's valid on your own land as well. And that's, since it's not limited, I guess I'm not as concerned that we don't get the benefit of, at least they can archery hunt on their own land, because you can do that already with the $45. And I guess the second thing with a landowner owned land archery, just from my own experiences, I've had a number of deer with bow where you get a good shot and you got them. And I've also hit a rib and other things where the deer goes a little further and there's a fence line and they may not, you know, you don't get that second shot necessarily before that. Now you've got issues with, you know, what property were you on? Were you on your own land for that second shot? And I think that would be really tough for conservation officers when it comes to, you know, finishing that hunt. I think there's some kind of some downfalls here that could create some real problems as well. But since opportunity is there, and this wouldn't do it. I guess I would move to deny the petition.
I have a motion to deny. We do need a second.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Bartling. Comments on the motion to deny? Commissioner Bartling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioner Bartling. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your sending in the petition. You know, it brings up, a lot of thoughts that we can think of. I recall in the legislature when the landowner tags were initially implemented, and it was quite a battle to get them. There was some strong resistance about allowing these tags for landowners. You know, it set out a whole new protocol, let's call it, for landowners, and it truly was for depredation purposes. It was clearly a struggle, and I think even our lieutenant governor was a part of that conversation as we worked to, as landowners, landowner legislators, to get that these tags implemented into place. I think we need to be very cautious that we don't retread some ground that could raise further questions and things of that nature. So I think the programs that we have right now are, in my opinion, work well. They work well for the landowners, the landowner operators, and whatnot. And I'd be hesitant to make any changes at this point in time. And I certainly encourage the department that if you feel that it is something that should be looked at, definitely take a look, but find out the legalities of it, because I think it'd be something that should it eventually end up going back into the hands of the legislature, we could open up a kind of a storm, you might say, when it comes to issuing tags of that nature. So I too will resist the petition. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Commissioner Bartling. Any other comments at this point? Commissioner Spring.
The only advantage I see to this is if you're a landowner and you have a deer on your place during the summer and early fall and they leave the place before season, I can see the advantage of this. But as far as everybody being able to do that, I would feel like a heel if I shot the biggest buck at my place before my friends come to hunt. It just wouldn't seem right to me. I'm against the proposal.
Very good. Thank you, Commissioner Spring. Any other comments? All right. All those in, actually, I will say this, Leighton, I want to thank you for bringing the petition forward. It is an interesting concept. We've heard from the commissioners here, all who are landowners. But I think with the comments that have been made thus far by the other commissioners and Director Kirschman, I think it would not be wise to move forward, knowing that it could create some issues that would have to be brought up with our state legislature. So I, too, will be voting to approve the denial motion. With that, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, those opposed? The motion to deny has been adopted. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam.